Purdue Pharma, the maker of OxyContin, conducted a massive investigation into members of the Sackler family. The Sacklers own the firm and have long denied any wrongdoing, but the company worked for nearly 2 years to learn whether the family committed crimes or if they improperly took assets from Purdue Pharma before it filed for bankruptcy in 2019. Results of that investigation are being kept secret by the company, and that decision angers some government officials. NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann has been looking into this. Welcome back, Brian.
Hi, Audie.
How were you able to learn about this investigation, and why would Purdue Pharma actually investigate its owners?
So Purdue Pharma filed a bunch of documents in federal bankruptcy court this week, Adi, and one of these documents includes this extraordinary account of sweeping and really unprecedented probe of the Sacklers. The company says it hired three outside firms, lawyers and forensic accountants and other financial experts, who scrutinized every aspect of the Sacklers' behavior, examining past allegations of possible misconduct. And this team had access to millions of internal company memos and records, and they took part in depositions with the Sacklers themselves. The main goal of the probe was to inform and shape the bankruptcy negotiations that are now underway in federal court. But according to this document filed by Purdue Pharma, these investigators also asked much broader questions about the Sacklers' conduct. And this really appears to be the most thorough effort yet to find out what really happened inside this company at the center of the opioid crisis.
Now, as we mentioned, the findings and reports produced by Purdue Pharma's investigation are secret. Can you talk about why?
Yeah, so a handful of documents have been released, but because this probe was conducted as part of bankruptcy proceedings, experts tell NPR it's likely most of the key findings and documents will never see the light of day. And that infuriates Maura Healey. She's Massachusetts State Attorney General, who issued a statement about this.
You know, Purdue's disclosure filing says it paid its lawyers for a 22,000-hour investigation of the Sacklers, but it doesn't disclose any of their findings.
And Audie, Healey says one reason these findings from the investigation should be released is that it was paid for with millions of dollars that are owed by Purdue Pharma to people who are suing the company in bankruptcy court for all the harm caused by OxyContin. And that includes a lot of communities and governments and taxpayers. Healey says they should get to see what this probe found.
How did the Sacklers become the public face of the opioid epidemic?
Yeah, a lot of American companies did get involved in the opioid business, but Purdue Pharma and members of the Sackler family, they were really there at the start, aggressively marketing OxyContin and popularizing the idea that opioids could be used safely without a high risk of addiction. Hundreds of thousands of people, of course, have died in this epidemic, and Purdue pleaded guilty twice to federal criminal charges. But the Sacklers maintain they were unaware of any wrongdoing, even as they became incredibly rich from opioid profits. I talked with Charlotte Bismuth about this. She's a former prosecutor and now an opioid activist. She says it's painful to know that this investigation might be able to tell us exactly what the Sacklers did or didn't do.
They are questions that hundreds of thousands of families across America have been tortured by because they've lost someone and they want to know why. What is absolutely devastating about this disclosure document is that it dangles before us all of the questions that the public may never see answered.
And we also know from the documents that Purdue Pharma filed that that their investigation looked at whether the Sackler family did anything wrong when they pulled billions of dollars in assets out of the company before it declared bankruptcy. Again, we just don't know what they found.
And the Sackler's response.
Yeah, in a statement, Audi, to NPR Today, an attorney for Raymond Sackler's family called for documents to be released, and I'm quoting here. They said, Sackler family members who served on Purdue's board acted ethically and legally. The Sacklers have offered to pay roughly $4.2 billion to settle opioid claims against them.
That's NPR's Brian Mann. Thank you.
Thank you, Audi.